Scaled Composites for me has been just a great land of opportunity. I came there quite a while ago with a degree in aerospace engineering, and they hired me to design composite structures, but I haven't really done much of that. I've been fortunate to work on a lot of fun programs. Ben talked a lot about fun. I think I've had as much fun as anybody at Scaled Composites. Within a few years of working there, I was working on sending a man to fly around the world, helping in the control room to put Mike Melville into space, and then eventually had my own opportunity to spend some time in a rocket ship in the right seat of a spaceship too. So it's just been a great place to be, a great place where I personally have been challenged in many different ways and have been able to grow, and just really enjoyed the time there.
And Clint brought Proteus to the air show this year. Dano.
Well, I've been told that I bring weird to Scaled. So the quote on the slide there, if you can dream it, you can do it. If you've got the guts to try it. Dick Rutan said that's close enough. So I've been pursuing the elusive flying car dream for 30 years. So I guess I have a lot of guts. But the point is, the Scaled Composites can make help your dreams come true someday.
Dano and I both were working together, and I got a job as a manager, totally unqualified to do that, and managing Dano. And like second day, I'm doing this job, Dano walks in the office, he goes, hey, can you fire me this afternoon and then hire me back tomorrow morning? So Dano definitely brings the weird. That's a story we can talk about later. Okay, Jake.
Was hired as a design engineer at Scaled. Recently transitioned to a flight crew member, one of the flight engineers, along with Zach, on the world's largest airplane, Strata Launch, which is pretty exciting. I did a presentation here about restoration of a L-29 that I bought on Craigslist, and some of you may have seen it. And I think the real takeaway is that what you do in your hangar affects your job, and especially at Scaled, it really affects your job, which I think is pretty unique among companies. The fact that what I did there led directly to the opportunities that I got at Scaled, and the fact that I could start with, you know, degree in engineering, and now I get to fly on the world's largest airplane is pretty incredible. And yeah.
And Jake just taught me backstage, although he may not be trainable, he's controllable.
I'm amazed you said that publicly, Ben.
Oh, wow. Was that our inside voice? Okay.
Okay.
John.
So I'm John Barton. I'm the Proteus crew chief, and we have a motto on Proteus. It's kind of the unofficial motto, one of them. Just try, you know, and it kind of crops up at really stressful times when we're pushing hard and we've kind of hit a wall and we're all ready to go home, and somebody says, you know, just try, just give it one more shot. And I think it's a really good philosophy, you know, of Scaled, and specifically on Proteus, just that concept of just trying. And I think the way that I ended up at Scaled, you know, I had a buddy that worked there, so I had some insight into Scaled, into kind of what they were doing a little bit, but not very much. But I took a ride on the EAA's B-17 aluminum overcast, and so I had a gift subscription to the Sport Aviation. And every month I'd get that, and I'd just devour it cover to cover. And occasionally I'd see, hey, Scaled Composites. Hey, there's something cool that they're doing. And you know, never dreamed that I'd get a chance to come to Scaled and to get to have an opportunity like I have on Proteus. So I just love that philosophy of just try. You know, just try, put yourself out there, give it a shot. You can do crazy adventuresome things as well. So that's it.
Thanks, John. Justin.
It's like a yearbook photo there.
Cool. Oh, thanks.
I'm Justin Gillen. I've been at the company about 10 years. One of the biggest things that keeps me there is, I'm sure you've all heard a lot of talks about, or from Bert Rutan, and one of the things he says repeatedly is that every engineer should be able to build what he's designing. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. One of the other things, as an engineer, I'm always, the best way to learn about something is to test it. And the way you learn most of it in test is when it fails, it goes poorly, hopefully in a safe manner. But one of the early on in my career, scale gives engineers a lot of responsibility, typically earlier than I think like a typical big engineering company would. So one of my first big responsibility programs, some things had gone wrong, and we had bonded on a skin on this pretty big vehicle, a quarter inch in the wrong spot, which I guess is about the width of your thumb. But instead of, I was freaking out about it, but instead of management freaking out about it, launching an inquisition and, figuring out how it wouldn't happen again, they kind of just let me figure it out, what went wrong, how to fix it, and how to move on, learn from the mistake and make the next one better. And that's essentially the core of what I believe makes a good engineering core and why I stay continue to have a good time at Scale.
Cool. Thanks, Justin.
I'm Ken Baker, and I think by definition, a lot of the projects that we take on at Scale, by definition, are very difficult or involve some level of unknown. That is, can we build this spaceship? Can we build this huge rocket motor that we've never built before? Can we build this thing that goes around the world nonstop? Can we build this thing that goes the highest, that's the biggest? And I think along with that unknown and that difficulty comes a lot of failure. That is, I think that failure is a natural stepping stone on the path to success. I think one of the things I like most about working at Scaled is, we tend to promote from within, and management is filled with a lot of technical types and engineering types who've come up through the ranks and have experienced this firsthand and have gone through the process of failing. And I think I really like the fact that Scaled is still a place that, we're getting older and we're learning a lot from these mistakes, but it's still a place that gives you the latitude to fail. That is, when I fail at something, and I've failed at a lot of things, that I don't have to worry about my job or someone, calling me down on the carpet and saying, Ken, this is dirt simple. Like, you should have done this right the first time. But we're given the latitude to fail by recognizing that the things that we attempt are very difficult.
Thanks again.
So I'm Luke Gosen, and I too, like Clint, came to Scaled as an aerospace engineer without a lot of experience in composites. I was attracted to Scaled because of the Scaled type programs. I watched Spaceship One when I was in college, and I thought, man, what a cool program. And we are a group of people that just like developing and tinkering and building things. And that's kind of the core of who we are, if you haven't picked that up yet. And a lot of times, how we get advertised, this is kind of what I think is cool about the company. We get advertised in that way on some programs, but then on other programs that you might not hear about or see as much, there's still development programs. We still do a lot of tinkering work, but it might not be packaged as a Scaled program, like a Spaceship One, right? And it's really cool work. And I guess the story of it is, one of the reasons that keeps me around is all the development work that I could say, Scaled might not make a lot of the airplanes you see, but we make the airplanes you see better. Too much?
Hi there, I'm Mason Hutchison. I'm a design engineer currently working on Stratolaunch. I've been at Scaled for almost a decade, and I can still say very proudly that I am a huge fan of this company. And I have kind of an odd magnetism to landing gear. And when I first started at Scaled, I really wanted to design a landing gear. And I was told that by some elders of the company that it'd be a good 10, 15 years before I was qualified to even try it. And not a month later, I was told, hey, you want to try building landing gear on White Knight 2? And so what I'm showing in my picture here is an example of what I consider a world-class education. There is no possible way to get the knowledge that it takes to do something like that on your own or in academia. And only Scaled has the facilities and the patience to let someone explore some new ideas and try something new. And we're getting good at it as a company now, from the lessons that we learn and the lessons we share on a project-to-project basis. So, thank you.
Great. So my name's Sam Henney. I'm the project engineer of the Proteus Airplane. Quick anecdote to kind of get to my point. I first decided I wanted to, I really knew I liked airplanes and math and science, building airplanes with my dad, working on cars, enjoyed that aspect. Wanted to design airplanes. When I was 11 or 12 years old, the Popular Mechanics had an article about the XPRIZE, There's a dozen teams or so at the time. SR-71 had just got retired, so I was going to go pick one up used, serve off the Penner, put a rocket motor in it, and go in the X-Prize myself. All of a sudden, Bert Vatan shows up with Spaceship One, reveals, and beat me to it. So I went to engineering school, got my degree, graduated with a pretty bad GPA just because I like to not study very much. And, you know, sent all my resume, sent all my applications to Lockheed and Boeing, all the big aerospace primes, and nobody called me back. And like, oh, Scaled, hey, I'll apply there. And they're the only company that called me back and, you know, called out for the interview. it's true. But it was really telling in the interview when I was really nervous. You know, I'm some idiot with a 2.999 GPA. It's 3.0 on the resume, of course. And all the interview questions, I couldn't answer them using my school knowledge, but answered them, you know, using my home building knowledge and my practical, you know, handy skills knowledge. And, you know, I've had a really successful career since then. Obviously, you know, spending a couple hundred hours in the right seat of Proteus now, getting to test a lot of different payloads and stuff. And even some of the new up-and-coming engineers I see working for me on my team, the most successful ones are the ones that bring in the experience from, hey, though I saw this on a boat one time, let's try it now. And the kind of that cool practical experience is a really unique culture I think we have here at Scaled, which I'm really excited about and really enjoyed my career here. So.
We have, if my watch is right, we have 1 minute left in our allotted hour, so we're going to wrap up. We're at Scaled Base, Forum 7. There's a photo of some of our other employees, friends that are working there, Nicole and Jen and Kelsey and Brianne and Eric. So you can find them. You can find one of us over there at Scaled Base, Forum 7, tomorrow, Saturday, and I think we pack up on Sunday.